Good morning, America. Welcome to Boots on the Street podcast. I am your host, the Red Baron. I hope everyone had an amazing weekend. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's jump right into it. You know, I'm a guy that like to meditate, keep myself balanced, but I'm human. I'm just like everyone else. I feel that Monday morning blues, just like everybody else. Like, I got to get up and go to work and do this. And no matter how much you like your job, but then when you leave your job, you like, and you go into a store, and you're like, oh my God, this crap sucks. Or you turn on the news and you start seeing what's going on in the world. And I know people say, you shouldn't watch the news because the news is horrible. It's all bad. True. Absolutely correct. But the news is showing you a very small, in the time frame that they can, reality of what's going on. But I don't need for the news to show me a reality because I'm living in the reality. I say that again, I don't need for the news to show me reality because I am living in the reality. But let me ask you this question. Do you feel like something major is coming that's going to change the way humanity lives and thinks and wake up daily? Something major about to take place. Do you feel that? I do. I think something is coming. I think something is going to happen that's going to rock our world. And let me back it up. I'm talking about the overall human experience right now, worldwide across the globe. As a species, I don't think we're doing too well. I don't care what country you live in, just something about humanity right now feels a little off. We're in a rough spot. We're in a transitional phase. But in order to make it out of the rough spots and phase, something major will take place. Not have to, but will take place. And we have seen in the last few days, there's been some crazy stuff. You had the ship that crashed into the bridge, which looks very suspicious. The lights going on and off. And then at the last second, the ship curves in Baltimore and make a sharp right and smacks, bam, into the beam. Did y'all know that ship had a bunch of explosives on it and chemicals? Were you aware of that? That's why the ship was still sitting out there right now. 2 minutes is missing on the black box. Why? Why are 2 minutes missing on the black box? Very suspicious. Then you have the earthquake in New York, right? You have the earthquake that just took place in New York and New Jersey and parts of Connecticut. Major. But did you know a couple of nights before that or the night before that, that the Statue of Liberty was struck by lightning? Sweet Liberty, her flame was struck, bow, by lightning. If you're religious, you will say we're in our last days. If you're spiritual, you'll say that we're in the age of Aquarius and truth being revealed. If you're into politics, you were saying the Great Reset will soon be upon us. Do we need this major change to take place? Do we need this change that's going to change the way we wake up and how we look at each other as a whole in society? Do we need for it to take place? Do our government and financial system have to totally collapse in order for us to build it back up right, where it's for the people? Now, I'm a guy that believes we need some major change to take place. I'm a guy that believes that our government needs a do-over, a remake. Our government no longer operates for the American people. It never really have, but definitely is showing its true color today. You have lifetime career people like Nancy Pelosi sitting in office that should not be in office and make a decision for the average American, which she knows nothing about or cares anything about. I don't care if you're liberal, conservative, socialist, capitalist, something needs to take place. We can't compete with other countries if our citizens can't even buy lunch for themselves? You can't compete against other nations. There needs to be a change. But something on the horizon is coming. There's so much going on. You turn to, and I know things go on the news regular, but this is a different feeling. See, if you watch my shows back in January of 2020, I told y'all COVID was coming before the other news channel ever decide to cover it. Because remember, Kobe Bryant died. God bless the dead at the end of January. And I was watching since December when they were quarantining people getting off airplanes in California. The Army was. In December of 2019, I told you guys something big was coming and it came. And I'm telling you again, as the Red Baron, something else is heading in our direction. I don't know if it's going to be a major alien invasion, Project Blue Beam. I don't know, but something is coming. And America, you guys got to get buckled down. You got to buckle down because this is going to be major. It's going to be life-changing. Your jaw going to be dropped. Now, like I said, if you're religious, you think Christ is coming back. You think the skies is going to part and God's hand is going to come down and swoof and clean the country. But I don't think it's something like that. To me, I would say, I don't want to say like a purge type of feeling. It could be a civil war. It could be a war against the invasion of migrants. I see that could possibly happen due to a lot of people being attacked in New York and northern states by these illegals. They're having their pocketbook snatched on scooters. You have organized gangs now that are being created. By these illegals, this is dangerous. And it's not me kicked down on a legal day, but that's just one scenario. A revolt against massive illegal. You have over 7 million illegals that have came into this country this year alone. That's enough for a revolt. Something is coming. Will it be another pandemic? There's been talk about that. That COVID was just, you know, a dry run to see how we will respond, that there's going to be another virus that's going to be out there. It's going to be far worse and far more dangerous than COVID. Could be. What's that, Disease X they was talking about? Disease X, which is far more contagious and deadlier than COVID. They say that your brain starts hemorrhaging with COVID X. Now that's dangerous. You can't bounce back from a brain hemorrhage. It has almost 100% kill rate in mice. So that means someone is sitting in the lab working up another virus that they can unleash on the public to cause more chaos, headache, financial stress on us. That's another one. Let's look at the next one. The dollar collapse. You wake up tomorrow and the dollar is no longer worth anything. You could wipe your butt with it. How would you buy grocery and food for your family? Huh? How would you survive if the dollar collapsed? You know what type of whirlwind that would throw us into? But yet, they'll usher in a cashless society. And that could happen in order to usher in a cashless society and a social credit score. I can see the social credit score coming in very soon because of the fact that China already doing it. And I think all nations are going to have it across the board, so you won't be able to escape how they want you to act across the board from country to country. I could definitely see that taking place. That is very realistic, a social credit score. And people probably say, well, I won't participate in it. Yeah, you already participate in it to a degree. Well, what do you mean? If you have a social media account, when you go apply for a job, they check your social media account. You have a lawsuit. I know I had a lawsuit about a car tire exploding and I sued the company. When they brought me to the court, these lawyers went on my social media page, looked up my nicknames, the groups I own on social media that I'm over and stuff. They did all that. Ask me about my religious beliefs or my spiritual background. What do I believe in? The paranormal. They dug up all that. if you don't think that when you go apply for a job, and especially to you young ladies out there that are posting half nude pics with your vagina open or you waxing other people's vagina, that is killing your social credit score. When other companies look at that, they're like, nah, I don't want to mess with them. They're too messy. They're too sloppy. Oh, they're smoking blunts. Oh, they're doing drugs and alcohol on the weekend. Don't hire them. Remember, I told you social media is controlling the way that we communicate and interact with each other now. You don't say the right words, your post will not get seen. Will we see the breakdown or demise of social media? What impact would that have on society? Because businesses use social media for the greater good. I seen Facebook go out and seen people panic and damn near have breakdown when Facebook and Instagram go out for a couple of hours. They can't survive. The zombie scrolling can't survive. I got another scenario. What about a possible invasion on our soil from a real threat like Russia or China or something like that? And y'all say that can't happen. Bullshit. Because you had those spy balloons. Have y'all forgotten? Because you know American people love to forget everything so fast. Like in 2 weeks, we forget what happened. Remember the spy balloons that Joe Biden shot down? But one of them wasn't a spy balloon? Can we have an invasion possibly from China on our soil? Wake up one day and see parachutes falling out the sky and our citizens are getting shot and killed? Oh, America can't get touched. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. And it will. Anything's possible. 9/11. Hello, 9/11. So let's look at some more ways. All right, I'm going to shoot way out there. No, I'm not going to shoot way out there because I believe this scenario even more than the previous ones. Possible alien invasion. I have friends that believe that they'll create a hologram spacecraft come out of the sky worldwide, and they're going to be blowing up buildings and killing people, but really behind the hologram is going to be our own aircrafts. And what about some of the UFOs that's been seen? Are all those are really from aliens or other dimensions, or are those test crafts by our government, by Blackwater organizations that are using these tic-tac objects and testing them out on naval pilots and see how they could respond and if they could chase them down? What happens if we wake up tomorrow and there's a mass alien invasion? This is a real scenario. I got one for you. Let's shoot in the dark. Why are we at? Let's just put it out there. CDC has a plan in case a zombie apocalypse take place. The CDC has a zombie apocalypse plan. So what happens if you wake up and there's zombies walking the streets, eating people, Dawn of the Dead type stuff, Walking Dead type stuff? Boy, you talk about altering your life right away on the spot. Man, if you don't have a gun, I tell everybody, you better get a cane, a bow, a stick. I'll be like Morgan with a bow stick or something, man. Let me tell you something. I train heavily in self-defense and martial art. I run my own company. Especially check our website out because we have RDX gear. Go to dragonforceselfdefense.company.site to get the latest kickboxing, boxing gloves, gear, all type of stuff. If you're in the martial arts, we got gis and all that stuff for wholesale price. Go check us out. All right, guys? That's dragonforceselfdefense.company.site. But anyway, I'm training for all scenarios. I'm not no like Navy SEAL type dude or anything. I'm trained. I have been doing this stuff for decades. Took lessons, got belts in it and everything, certified in it. But at this stage of my life, I also teach it too. Especially to my kids, but I teach in the community and at dojos and other places. And I say that you need to be in your house practicing some form of technique to the best of your ability where you can survive out here. I don't care if you learn how to throw only roundhouse kicks, or you learn how to throw only snap kicks or front push kicks or a side kick with a cut with a jab, jab, jab and uppercut. Practice something. Elbow strikes, something. You get apps from your app store for free. Watch YouTube videos, something. You never know where you're going to be at when that moment comes and everything crashes and hit the fan. You might have to protect your child or children. You never know if the sky goes black and don't come back on. And everybody acting a fool around you. They robbing, they stealing, they groping people, they raping people. That's a reality. I'm not superhuman, but boy, you're going to be in for a fight of your life. I don't care all that ghetto swinging fast because 90% of the guys in the hood can't fight. That's why they shoot all damn day long. I ain't doing that boxing stuff. No, because you're not trained to do boxing stuff. You're on drugs and alcohol and your body is crap. But if you train it and you know how to keep it in tight and you can get in on somebody and bam, bam, tear up their rear, throw kicks, stop them out, claw them in the eye, learn something. Learn something, America. Just don't rely on guns. I teach cane defense and bow defense and stuff. Great weapon. You have to hump it through the wood. Well, if they got a gun, well, they got a gun. That changed the conversation. But guns jam and bullets run out. How confident are you once somebody knocked the gun out your hand and it flies underneath the car seat or underneath the car? Half the time, most of you ain't got your weapon out anyway. So if somebody walked to you and is roundhouse kick you in your rib cage, now your rib cage is punctured and you bleed on the inside, what you going to do? It's too late to reach for that gun. Something is coming down the horizon. Crash of the dollar, food, mass starvation, something major, a terrorist attack. The intensity, if I remember after 9/11, we had a bar on our screen in New York. And if it hit orange or red, that means we in high terror alert and something just took place, most likely. I would say right now, humanity is in the orange zone. Something, or we merge into the orange zone. Something major is getting ready to take place. The change is on the horizon. And I don't think it's going to be the change that we're looking for, America. But you tell me what you think is coming. Do you feel something is coming? I am your host, the Red Baron. This here is Boots on the Streets podcast. America, put on your boots. Get ready because we are at war.